Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Just about 6:03 on Thursday, the 23rd day of October. 42 days until Toy Drive.
Nuts.
Farhan Naqvi's wife, Ellie, reached out yesterday.
I love her.
And me too. And just reached out and she's like... And this was from yesterday's show. Did you say 43 days?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did.
Yes. Nuts.
And then tried to book a date in for a charity event in January, and I can't do it because I'm already booked.
Dang.
Because you know that's how it works.
Yeah, for sure.
Fridays and Saturdays, they're
absolutely
gone. Like, literally... There might be something. I just saw the headline again. Adrian, did you see just what just went down?
Something happened this morning?
With the NBA, with the gambling?
No, what happened? Another dude got caught?
Chauncey Billups, Portland's coach. And what's his name? Terry Rozier? Plays for the Heat. Both arrested in a federal gambling deal. It's too bad. I like Chauncey. I met Chauncey.
Well, that's crazy. Terry had gotten in trouble last year, and they let it go. Chauncey Billups is surprising, number one, because it's the first time it's a head coach.
Right.
Number two, we're talking about a former NBA player with millions of dollars.
He didn't
have to be a coach. He just loves the game, so he became a coach.
Right, and then get caught up in the gambling.
And all his teams have sucked.
The Rozier, stuff, this guy basically bet he knew he wasn't going to play last night. And bet the under on all of his stats. Does that make sense to you, Michaela?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was as shocked as you guys were. So.
No, really. Does this make sense?
Not at all.
One bit.
Nope. Don't even know what betting under means.
So he's an NBA player. And I just glossed over the article really quick. But he's an NBA player. And then he called his bookie or whatever he was working with. Mm-hmm. And then... he bet on himself to not do good when he knew that he wasn't going to play, which is illegal.
Dang.
You can't bet on, you can't do that, and you can't tell somebody else to do that because it's, you know, it's cheating.
No, 100%. I did start to laugh, though, because the self-help book in me was like, well, at least he's betting on himself. You know, like, good for him. Like, love that for that guy. I was trying to really pay attention, but then I was like, it's pretty cool, actually.
Chat, we may have to.
He's betting on himself.
Yeah.
We may have to connect her with Terry, maybe his legal team. Terry Rozier.
Oh, just to give them
great defense.
Kind of good.
I don't think so. I know we're playing word association here, but no.
No. Stand here today.
No, I'm sorry. I can't endorse.
No, I'm sure it's serious. True.
He's betting on himself.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, no, this is a story of triumph.
Yeah.
And coming back from the depths.
Are we not supposed to believe in ourselves?
Yeah. You guys, it's all
and
over the
inflation.
Memes.
Inflation. We need more money.
The other, who are we the judge, the other attorneys are like, wait, what's happening right now?
Yeah, well, you tell us to believe in ourselves, and then we do, and then we get reprimanded.
Sent to jail. Federal case.
Oh, sorry for believing
in
myself.
Federal case.
Pete Rose would have loved you.
So you're all wound up because you went to Alanis Morissette last
night. Oh, my God, you guys.
So no. I had to be honest with you. I'm hearing, and everybody says it's the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
You agree with that?
100%. Well, okay. I'm an Alanis fan.
Right. The part that makes me crazy, or that I think that I wouldn't like, but I don't know, is that they're like, yeah, it's part concert, part therapy session, TED Talk, whatever. At one point, I saw that she brings a whiteboard out on stage.
Yes.
And I'm like, this sounds self-important and awful, but I hear it's amazing.
Yeah, I feel like that's where you would come from. I feel like you wouldn't enjoy it so much.
Really?
Yes, 100%.
Like I wouldn't be won over? Are you sure?
I don't know, because it's definitely an interesting concert. Alanis Morissette was the first tape I ever bought. It was my first purchase. Like, I'm a ride or die. And so I knew that it was like a mix of comedy, music, therapy, which is so up my alley. So I really wanted to go. It was
You're like, damn
amazing.
It, why didn't I think of this? Why didn't I do this?
Well, actually, I did think of it, and I went and watched The Blueprint last night, and new show coming out next year. No.
Yeah, right?
No, it was so good, Chet. It was just something that you either love Alanis and you're into that whole thing, or you're not. But she was so vulnerable, really funny. I didn't know how funny she was. And it was just an amazing show. She killed it. It's so different than any other Vegas show I've seen.
And you got tickets last minute because we had them left over at the station because somebody didn't claim theirs or whatever.
Yeah. I was supposed to sing last night. And I had seen that there were tickets left over, and I really wanted to go to the show. So I was like, let me just see if they're still there. And if they are, maybe I'll just try to figure it out.
You bailed out on the gig?
Yeah. So I called my entertainment director once I got the tickets, and I was like, listen, I totally understand it's 4 o'clock and I have to sing tonight, but here's the deal. And I love Alanis. No, I didn't even tell him I was sick. I was like, I really just want to go. And he's so great. My band was so great. They were like, go, we'll figure everything out. Thanks for kicking butt this year. Have fun. Well, and I was like, oh my God, dude, thanks. So I packed me and Lisa up in the car.
Right.
And we went and saw the show last night.
And then but it was awkward because you were sitting next to one of our salespeople that you didn't really know.
Okay, so there's a sales guy that I don't know that well. And he sat next to me. And I'm not shy or conservative in any way. Like, I think obviously
we know
that. And so I was
really?
Sitting there.
Wait, really?
Yeah, no, that's like, if you don't know that already, you don't know me.
Well, then welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome. But I could feel myself for like 5 minutes being like, oh my God, should I stand up and like rock out? Is this weird? Because we work together in an office. Like, what's the vibe here? I felt a little self-conscious.
So you held back?
Well, for 5 seconds. But then she did ironic and I was on my feet.
And that was it.
Camera, screaming.
Couldn't help yourself.
No. I think at one point he wanted to as well.
What was his name? Do you know his name?
Oh yeah, he's great. Jeff.
Okay.
His name's Jeff.
Oh, you'll say it out loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He enjoyed himself. He was with his wife.
He's a nice guy. No, he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's fantastic. He really is. He's a fantastic guy. So I'm glad you didn't hold back because I'm sure he enjoyed it. He's actually quite a fan of yours.
Oh, that's so nice.
We've talked about you on numerous occasions.
Oh, that's so nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Then I don't feel as embarrassed because the music really moved me. And then once it happens, you're like all inhibitions out the window.
Both emotionally and physically.
Oh, yeah. At one point I started crying. Surprise, surprise. Everyone was really shocked by that. And it was good. Oh, my God. It was so good, you guys.
Good.
Yeah, you got to see it.
Life-changing and all of those things.
Kind
but
of.
You don't. Okay, you don't think I would like it. Would Adrian like it? Adrian wouldn't like it.
No.
Do you swing that way into the Alanis Morissette world?
I couldn't name you a song.
Fair. So, yeah, and then once she pulls out the whiteboard and starts telling you how to live your life.
Yeah, but she doesn't, though. You know, it's like there's a lot of therapy and comedy, but it's not self-serving. Like, she's just like, this is the vibe for me. She got sober a couple of years ago. She talks about her time in the industry in the 90s, how different it was, pays a lot of respect to all other artists, gives you just insight of, like, things we didn't know that were happening. And, like, killed it. Like, it's very hard to do one of those shows. I feel like, I don't know, to make it not, like, all woo-woo.
Preachy, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was really
funny. Is that what you meant by woo-woo?
What, preachy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the formal term, woo-woo.
Okay, fair.
Mm-hmm. So she did not woo-woo too much.
ChatGPT.
No, I think I got it from somebody fun of it.
What was longer, her in front of the whiteboard or this bit?
This bit, for sure.
Mm-hmm. We should go.
Bye.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
We'll do first pick coming up next. $50 Smart and Final gift card. Hey, this is, I know what I would say right out of the chute, but I'm not sure if I've got the right answer. How do you break up with a longtime hairdresser? Okay.
Oh.
Stuff your bald jokes. Okay. I don't want to hear it because I shave my head. That's, but somebody that you've been in business with for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and there's something of a personal relationship. How do you get out of that relationship? We'll get into that in just a minute. I'm not going to lie. That song's 4 and some odd minutes long, and then we had like 4 minutes ago. I still haven't come up. I haven't come up with a clear answer on the first pick.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Were you able to come up with anything, yes or no?
Kind of. It's tough. Real breakup.
Yeah, yeah. Where are we go, Adrian? Where are we going?
We're going with Danny Johnson from Whitney Ranch.
The one, the only, Danny Johnson. Thank God.
Good morning.
Thank God you're here. Okay, you got
to. It's easy.
Is it?
Yeah, they only had a couple drinks.
Let me reset. She's been going to her hairdresser for years. I'm not quite sure you've got the whole picture here.
Uh-huh.
They've been doing this for years. It's just not working out as far as her hair goes anymore. Am I the only one envisioning, what was her name? Kate Goslin. I'm again, I want to see your manager hairdo,
mm-hmm.
that she's still rocking that.
Yeah. They've been thrilled.
Oh, I imagine that.
Yeah.
That's the hairdo.
And so they just don't seem to be able to move it forward. So Kristen's friend is going to break up with her hairdresser. Sure, she can ghost, but they're friendly enough that they've been to, Kristen said, I wouldn't say they're friends, but they've met for drinks on more than just a couple of times. So they've been out, you know? So you say it's easy. So you say it's easy. Danny, what's the solution?
It's easy. Okay, so she can go about it two ways. She can initially just ghost, and like you said, she's going to call. She's going to pick up the phone. Hey, girl, where you been? And you're like, oh, you know, I found a new hairdresser.
Oh.
And that's the end of it. That's the end of it. But we can go out for drinks. Do you want to go out for drinks this Friday?
What's the face that you're making, Michaela? Is there a sound associated with that?
Yeah. I couldn't even make a sound. Listen, I appreciate Danny. From me and my hairdresser, over the years, no, I couldn't.
Again, that sounds.
I've been in this situation. That's why I feel like it's been. And this is like we've gone on family vacations together.
Wow.
So that's different than just drinks.
Danny, you're a cold bee.
This is why I say that because they've had the conversation about we need to freshen up the hairstyle. And it's still, I got to go.
You're a straight, killer. Yeah, you're a straight killer. You're a cold bee.
You got it.
You know what? Am I going to keep paying for a hairstyle that's like from 1996?
You're murderous. Yeah, you don't care.
I do care. That's why I said let's go for drinks this weekend.
You're Danny Wick.
Oh my God, how does that feel?
She's the female John Wick.
Yeah,
and the drinks will be on me because, you know, yes, I feel bad that you don't have my clientele anymore, but you don't want to freshen up your style of doing hair, and I don't want to rock that no more.
You're friends with all your exes, too, aren't you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I ghost, and I don't need
to. She's like, I got rid of them, too.
You don't even exist anymore. Like, what?
She's willing to take the hairdresser out for
drinks. I'm Mariah Carey.
Love that for you! Danny, did you do like highlights over the years? Did you do like black to blonde? Did you do like long term extensions, or was it always like a snip? Because I feel like sometimes that matters.
I've done it all because I was with her so long and I trust her so much that she, you know, I would just say, do whatever sometimes, you know.
Incredible.
If there was no big occasion going on.
I'm going to take her out for drinks and we're just going to hang out. And she's gonna look at me, and every time she looks at my hair, she's just gonna stab her in the heart. It's just that much more.
And I'm just like, it's so romantic.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
It's true.
I think I'm tough. I'm not.
No way. And they say your hairstylist is also like your therapist. Mm-hmm. Like you go through so much together.
You. Yes.
I've been black to blonde to black to blonde. We've gone through a lot of things. I couldn't just be like, sorry, it's over.
Here's the thing. So it's been decades since I've seen the beautician. I even took my daughter to start going to go see her, even though I won't sit back in the chair, right?
Daddy! Oh, my God.
I don't know whether I'm amused by you or scared of you.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. I thought this was kind of cool. Randy Johnson, who is a legendary pitcher, Seattle Mariners, Arizona Diamondbacks. He caught on the big unit, big tall guy, 6'10". He's actually famous for in spring training, he threw a pitch just as a pigeon flew in between the mound and home.
Baseball won.
Yeah. So he was signing autographs over the weekend, and a lot of people, he won't sign anything. See, these are the good feeling stories of the day.
I know.
Doesn't seem like it today, but they are. They are, I promise. Randy won't sign anything related to that incident. Right? He won't sign any pictures.
Yeah,
or anything.
Of course.
Like that. He also doesn't sign jerseys. Now, also, he's 6'10", and he's a little grumpy. He's been grumpy in the past. I think he's mellowed some. He's actually a quite successful photographer.
Oh, wow.
Now.
An artist.
But he was signing autographs over the weekend. Somebody asked him why he won't sign jerseys, and this was pretty cool.
It's the one thing that I don't sign because it's the one thing that can raise money for charities. My charities and other people's charities, because there's not a lot of them floating out there. I was doing this way back a long time ago. So yeah, so that's why. Yeah.
So you couldn't figure out why.
Yeah.
Smart though.
Because it's the one thing. Yeah. I mean, everything else just signed, but one thing that might raise a little bit more money for a charity.
So he's like, I'll sign anything else. I won't sign jerseys because that way when I do, they're more valuable and I will only sign jerseys for charities.
Yeah, dude, what a guy. And that's actually a great reason.
Hall of Famer, World Series champion, all the stuff. So his stuff's valuable.
Nice.
I thought that was pretty cool. Now, there's a bird native to New Zealand. You spell it What? Do you really spell it K? Question mark. K? Question mark. P? Question mark. Kakapo?
What?
They are the only flightless parrot in the world, and they're endangered. There's less than 250 of them in the wild. One of the things that was killing them is a disease, and it's called crusty bum disease. Now, I don't really know any more than that. I could click on the link, but it sounds like it'll do something bad to my computer. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't need a visual either.
Like you click on crusty bum disease, and it's a link.
Yep.
That's your...
Yeah, I'm good with the verbal.
HR will be here in an hour.
Right. And IT. IT and HR together. A new study found that antibiotics used to treat it seemed to be working on the crusty bum disease. Experts were worried that giving them the drugs too much might cause them to become resistant to the antibiotics. But the study found that that's not happening yet. So they can keep using the antibiotics to help build the population back up. They might get rid of crusty bum disease and save the kakapo.
Okay, well, however you got to do it.
This is what I say to you.
Right.
And that's how that ended up being part of the good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It also might be such a thing that it was kind of a light day when it comes to good feeling stories of the day.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Let's go. 7:02 on to. Oh, look at that. That's a Friday right over there. That's a Friday that we've almost made it to. How about that? Today, Thursday, the 23rd day of October, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. It's not really our thing. It's not really what we do, but I know plenty of people that listen to this station enjoy these kind of things. Foo Fighters at Allegiant Stadium in September next year.
Love Foo Fighters.
Ah, double date?
Yeah.
Me and Amy, you and Lisa?
Yeah, dude, let's
Adrian,
go.
Adrian, you're out on Foo Fighters, huh?
Nah, pass. But you guys have fun.
Right on. I figured. I know it's not your thing.
Even if it's not, though, I feel like it'd be a rad show.
Yeah, it'd be fun. No, that'll be a fun show.
No, you guys are going to have a blast.
Loud.
Yeah.
It's going to be a loud show.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the best possible of ways. I might be a little drunk.
Good. As you should.
Is this true? Do you buy this? I'm going to save this for 177 second survey, but I'm going to ask now.
Tell me.
Do you believe, can you make a good grilled cheese, Michaela?
Yes.
Adrian, can you make a good grilled cheese?
A decent one.
3 out of 4 do not feel confident that they can make a grilled cheese sandwich.
Why? It's just bread and cheese. Toast that little sucker up.
Butter.
Yeah.
Butter on the outside to make it creepy.
Yeah. My grandma used to put pepperoni in it. It was delicious.
Chet, you've been doing this thing this past week that you've been talking about stuff that's randomly popped up in my algorithm.
Yeah.
And so 2 days ago, some guy made this grilled cheese and it was amazing. And I'm like, I can't do that. So that's why I said decent instead of being like, yeah, I can make a great one.
Oh, okay.
I was like, this guy took it to a whole nother level. The butter, the way he was cutting it. I was like, oh, snap. There's an art to this.
What kind of cheese do you use, Michaela?
American.
Yeah, me too. I'm an American.
But pepper jack could be a vibe.
Sure. And cheddar, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you got both, if you got slices of 2 or 3, I'll just throw them on there.
Yeah.
Just great.
See, some people would dismiss you guys because, Michaela, you said you make a good grilled cheese, and they'll be like, ah, starts with the cheese, and you picked American. Some people are, like, very iffy on craft and stuff like that.
Well, I'm not making it for them. I'm making it for me.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Take that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you are.
Take that, Jacoby. I know you're listening.
Yeah, you're making that for you and those who love you.
Yeah.
And they understand.
Yeah, they get it.
That is that's not real cheese. Shut up.
It's not
for don't you. Judge. Don't judge me. It's cheese product.
Yeah, Monster and a grilled cheese is still cheese. A grilled cheese.
In my house, that was cheese. We didn't have a lot of money. We had some. My mom was a mail carrier. Decent government job. Saved her money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no Munster cheese in your house.
You're like brie or anything. No, yeah.
Just charcuterie board of choices.
Oh, good.
Which one would you like for your grilled cheese?
Yeah, she'd be like, "How am I gonna cut my what was that crap that she used to eat like Braunschweiger or some whatever it'd be like this German sausage stuff that you get at the. Doggone it, I can't think of anything now. It used to be a place where you'd go get smoked meats and cheese. It was a store. And you'd buy it, and around the holidays, it was the go-to gift.
Oh.
If you wanted to go.
With the red wrapping?
Something Farms. You know what I'm talking about?
So, yeah.
Not Bristol Farms.
Not Pepperidge Farm.
I know.
You know what I'm talking about in the mall. You could go, listen, as an adult, as a young adult, I used to be able to, I could handle my mom's Christmas gifts, and her birthday's December 4th. So, you know, it sucked. My wife's birthday is December 2nd, so you got to buy 2 gifts in a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a little bit of a gauntlet for me because you got December 2nd, which is also Britney Spears' birthday. No correlation.
Oh.
But you got that. You got that. And then you got Christmas. And then you got Valentine's Day right after. And it's tough. It's a lot of creativity. It makes my head hurt just thinking about it.
But Black Friday,
But my mom, I could go to that store. Can't think of what it
Hickory
was.
Farms?
Hickory Farms! Oh, my God.
We got a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
I literally was racking my dumb brain.
Got it. Yeah, okay, sorry. I left you out there by yourself.
That's right. I was just relieved.
Yeah, Hickory Farms. I could do that and then pop by C's.
Oh, yes,
C's Candies. Get the sampler.
My grandma did that.
Done.
Yeah.
Done and done.
Could you imagine 2025, though, going to your mom or my grandma and being like, you know what? Can I actually get gluten-free bread? Can I get non-dairy cheese? Like, my family would roll over now if we had all these stipulations of grilled cheese.
I'm literally looking around in this room, which I am in by myself. It is soundproof. It is sealed. It's got a very heavy door. I know there's nobody else in this room. And I'm still looking around to figure which angle the shoe is going to come flying from. Because it's coming.
I know.
It's coming. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Monster cheese and whatever you just said. That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
You heard the music. We got to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Speaking of a mother-child relationships. So Nicole Torres of Spring Valley is a two-time champ. Her daughter has commanded her. I mean, this is a serious, it's a very serious thing. Nicole does she not yet have Jonas Brothers tickets?
No, she doesn't.
She does not.
She's got Doja Cat, she's got Love Affair.
She got Doja Cat and Love Affair, and she got the Love Affair for herself. And her daughter said, "You didn't get me Jonas Brothers tickets?" So Nicole is on a mission to get the Jonas Brothers tickets for her daughter. It's up to you to stand in her way.
Oh.
It's up to you. It's up to you to keep her from doing so.
Yeah, ruin a little girl's dreams.
Get the Jonas Brothers tickets for yourself. Yeah, crush her dreams. Yeah. She'll be fine. But you know what? Nicole had two chances.
True. True.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a Nicole
problem. 702-364-9898. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown for caller number 25 and Jonas Brothers tickets right now.
Wake up with the Jet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Before we get to that, what did the text line say?
Text line said, please don't forget about smoked Gouda cheese when making a grilled cheese sandwich.
Didn't exist in my house.
Yeah.
Can you get that from the government?
No. I'm saying there's a whole art form to it. It's crazy.
Oh, I have no doubt. No, and I'm sure it's amazing. I'm sure it's amazing. And by the way, and give me a hot mug of tomato soup, especially as we go into the fall.
Cozy.
Nah, and that's just me.
Yeah.
That's my go-to. You can't go wrong with me on that.
Delicious.
I'm also surprised Michaela gives off cheese expert. Anyway.
Yeah, we're playing. So we're playing what? This game. I assume this is Nicole Torres.
Yes.
I assume this is Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Boy, how much pressure is on you right now?
A little bit. I'm just, I'm going to try my best and that's it.
Did your daughter double down on you?
A little bit, but
Nah.
I'm not going to let her stress me out. I'm the adult.
Good for you.
The funny thing is she's an adult too. So
wait a minute. How old is she?
She's 24.
Oh, so get her own damn tickets.
I thought she was 7.
No.
Honest to God, didn't you think somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 to like 14?
Yeah, and I was like, that makes sense. My 9-year-old bosses us around all the time, my 9-year-old niece. Oh, she's 24.
Oh, no, she can pound sand. Get her own ticket.
Got it.
These tickets are for you. It's fine.
Okay, let's do it anyway.
It's fine. She's an adult.
That's hilarious. I literally thought all day yesterday she was a little baby
girl. Same. And I felt bad for Nicole.
I did too.
You don't want to let your baby girl down.
Oh, man, I could have said nothing. You guys could have kept feeling bad for me.
I know. Fine. All right, let's forget what you just said.
Yeah. Who's our challenger?
That'll be Paulina Wheaton from North Summerlin.
What is this North Summerlin that all of a sudden has crept into our lives?
I know.
I don't know if this North... Although, I do live in Summerlin South, so it makes sense that there would be North Summerlin.
Yeah.
If you got a Summerlin South, you got to have a North.
Paulina, obviously. What are the cross streets?
Oh, she couldn't hear you. Say it again. Oh, no, she did hear you. What are your cross streets?
I did. Cheyenne and Buffalo.
Yeah, no, you're OG Summerlin.
Yes.
It's OG Summerlin.
And I'm new to the area because I'm really from, I just moved here from Chicago.
Oh. I'll take you around the Albertsons. That's my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, no. This is the best time of the year. This and like from March to June, those are the two best times of the year. And then what?
I can't wait to experience it. The summer was phenomenal. I loved it.
Yeah, we got off.
It was a great summer.
Yeah, we got off easy. We got off easy and no humidity, which you know all about.
Yes.
And then... The wind will surprisingly cut right through you, and I know you're used to cold winters. I know this. Don't be too shocked. You'll remember this. At some point during the winter, you're going to be like, "Damn, I thought I was in the desert." That wind will cut right through you. For real.
Yes, that's what they tell me.
For real, real.
I'm ready. Bring it on. I'm ready. Better than the bitter cold.
You know
Shut
what, though?
Down, baby.
You don't got to shovel it. That's the beauty. You don't got to shovel it. So welcome. What part of Chicago were you from?
I grew up in Chicago till I was a teenager. And then moved to the western suburbs, Geneva.
By the way, I'm getting an argument right now. My aunt lives in Plainfield. So
nice.
Getting an argument right now that Paulina is more desert shores than Summerlin.
Oh.
Depends what side.
We could be, yeah, that's true. Depends on what side of Buffalo.
Yeah,
no doubt. We'll stick with OG Summerlin for now. So here's how the game cool. works. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. Do it nice and loud so that we hear you. But make sure we call on you before you answer, because you may think that you got in first, but you did not. And you do not want to give your opponent the answer, you know, like if you got it and they don't, and you just blurted it out and then you ruined everything. First 1-3 wins the game. Nicole, our champion, why do we call our quizmaster the commissioner?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Her last name is Gordon. The one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This singer has shed 200 pounds and is showing off his major weight loss.
Nicole
for the early lead.
Jelly Roll.
Is it Jelly Roll? I can't imagine it being anybody else. Yep.
Yeah, he looks good, dude.
One zip champ. One of his opening acts was talking about how unbelievably generous he is. She's like, I'll be in my trailer or I'll be in the hotel room and I'll just, you know, weave out, makeup off, everything. And Jelly Roll will be like, I just rented out the entire Space Needle. Come on. And she'll have to get out of bed and go. But it's
I
the
love
most.
It.
She's like, he's crazy, but in the best possible of ways.
Yeah. I feel like you get that vibe from his concerts. Like, he's just real, down to earth, cool. Yeah.
And he's living the life.
Yep.
All right, one zip champion.
This show at the Sphere reached major ticket box office milestones, proving following the Yellow Brick Road is the way to go.
Oh, Nicole. Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
She sounds so relieved after every answer.
One
step closer.
She started with, I know that one.
It's stressful.
Meanwhile, Paulina's like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah.
Hold on. No, what do I do? Two zip for the champ. Paulina, you're still there, right?
I am.
All right. Yeah. Go Bears.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
After taking some heat on Instagram for her caption about her anniversary with her husband, this actress seems to be skipping out on interviews, even though she has a new show coming out. What's her name?
Better get this one.
Nicole Kidman.
Okay, you don't get to just yell stuff out, Paulina. You have to buzz in.
Oh.
So say your name.
Paulina,
what's the answer?
Nicole Kidman.
No, it's not.
crap.
Nicole, do you have an answer for the win?
No.
Ooh, I got one today. It's that's Kristen Bell.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, which is funny.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, man.
And she just doesn't want to put up with the crap, I'm sure, about this. Although, you know what's fun? She didn't take it down. Dax Shepard on their anniversary, or no, she put it up on their anniversary that something about him killing her and he didn't have to.
He promised that he wouldn't kill her.
He said it would benefit him greatly. And they're just being funny and silly. And if you know them at all, you know what this is. But some people are going sideways on it. And okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't take it down.
Nope.
But she's also not going to go on the Today Show and answer for it because you have to.
Yeah.
So, all right. Still two zip champ.
Joe Pesci refused to be interviewed for a new docuseries honoring the work of this iconic director he has worked with in several movies. What is the director's name?
Nothing.
Paulina
to get on the board.
Martin Scorsese.
Is it Martin Scorsese?
Yeah, baby. Yeah. All my favorite movies.
Pesci doesn't want to do it because the characters that he played were too close to real mafia guys, and he doesn't want to. He actually is getting a lot more grief about that than Scorsese is.
Yeah.
Even in all the different movies. So Pesci said, I'll stay out. He's the only person that wouldn't give an interview.
Which is wild. I know. I'm so bummed.
Nicole, too. Paulina, one. I got one, but whatever.
This singer, known for body positivity, is being sued for copyright infringement, even though this song was never commercially released. What is this singer's name?
Oh, God. Nicole.
Work through it. For the win, Nicole.
Oh, God. What's her name?
Two. One.
Crap!
Paulina, do you have an answer?
I'm going to guess Lizzo.
Is it Lizzo? We're tied.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We're tied.
This is intense.
The drama.
Thanks
what?
Thanks to my son for turning me on to Lizzo. I listen to her a lot.
Yes. See, that pays off. Before you were like, what is this junk? And then now, paying off. All right. Nicole, two. Paulina, two. Next correct answer wins.
This singer currently has a residency at Caesar's Palace. I went to this show last night. It's a little comedy,
Nicole, a little therapy. Nicole for the win.
Alanis Morissette.
Is it Alanis Morissette? Game over.
Good job, Nicole.
Over.
Yay.
Can I tell you when I was walking out of Alanis Morissette last night, I heard Becca, 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 and I turned around. Becca, Becca, Becca was at the concert,
gave me the
biggest hug, and started this whole, like, three-time name.
And she's the one who originated that.
Yep.
My guess is that she won the tickets from us for playing this game and doing that.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So good. Paulina, you're amazing. Welcome to town. You're going to love it.
Thank you. I love it here.
And there's a lot of your people. Not far from you. So.
Yes, I have a lot of family here, too, which helps.
In fact, I think there's a Bears bar not far from
there. It's two blocks away. It's a pizza joint. Rosado's.
Yeah, right?
Rosado's Pizza. Rosati. Right up on Cheyenne, going straight to the 215.
Yep, the Rosati's on Cheyenne.
Oh, you're
1,000,000%. All right, so we'll see you later, Paulina.
Check it out.
Okay. And Nicole saved the day. She's got the Jonas Brothers tickets for her 24-year-old daughter. But whatever.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you want to play for tomorrow?
What are the options?
Oh, the only thing that you haven't won yet is the Smart and Final gift card. So we should probably do that.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
We'll do that. All right, then. And Nicole Torres, a 3-time champ on Michaela's Hometown Throw.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, Michaela, we talked about this earlier this morning, and more details are coming out about this gambling thing that the FBI's gotten involved in with the NBA.
Yes.
Holy. The Italian mafia, La Cosa Nostra.
Ooh, say it. Yes.
They are involved. Apparently, they were laundering money for this whole thing. The one guy, this Terry Rozier that played for the Heat, the Miami Heat, he was betting on basketball. Michaela was very funny earlier because he was betting on himself. Because he knew he wasn't going to play, so he bet the under. He bet the under on his points and his production and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is not legal. And Michaela goes, wait, I thought we were supposed to bet on ourselves. Why?
Yeah. I said, I don't see anything wrong with this guy. He's confident. He's betting on himself. Good for him.
I don't think that's quite what they meant. The other one, Chauncey Billups, who's the coach of the Portland Trailblazers, an NBA Hall of Famer, a basketball Hall of Famer. Apparently, there were rigged poker games. That's what he was involved in.
Yeah, a couple other former NBA players and coaches now. Damon Jones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question about all this when it comes to sports?
We're not taking any questions right now. Once the news conference is over. No, what?
Isn't it weird, like, that they're punishing all these players? But, like, if you watch any sport, the pregame show is brought to you by FanDuel. And we'll take a second for a commercial with BetMGM. And now let's head to watch the game inside DraftKings Arena. And yesterday, the NCAA just allowed for players and coaches, college students, can now bet on professional sports. So, like, yeah. What are we doing?
I don't think they could avoid it any longer. And the only argument I have, I hear what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It smells hypocritical. I think the idea was they knew that there was shenanigans going on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So at least let's try to control this a little bit. And there's so much business that they can't look the other way. They might as well get a piece of it. And there's still rules in place that you have to follow. So, you know, and trust and believe, even what ancillary role that I have in all of this, with the WNBA and with USA Basketball,
mm-hmm.
trust and believe, they tell you in no uncertain terms, here's what you can do, here's what you cannot. And don't, you know, and if you don't care about your gig, then go ahead and test us.
And it's funny with Vegas, because like NBA coaches are allowed to technically be at a casino on the strip.
Sure.
And play blackjack.
Sure.
And they can play one other thing, but sure. they can't do everything else. And it just gets complicated. And it just seems like how we give dating advice, do not date where you work. You know what I mean? They got in bed with these companies and now you expect everyone else.
But it's not complicated. To me, it's not complicated. Again, just from my own experience, because I know what I can do and I know what I cannot. And so,
counterpoint, athletes are super competitive. Don't you think they'd be more and more? But I'm just saying, in general, professional athletes, like, they love that competitive feeling. Yeah. Michael Jordan used to take a plane to go play golf and bet $1 million and come back and play a game. So when all this money's there, I can understand why they would be more.
I'll just say it one more time. You know what you can do. You know what you cannot.
Yeah.
So you can make excuses all day long. And you can, you know, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you could go, well, they're competitive and it's right there in front of them and you're in the casino, all those things. Same. And I'm nobody. You know what I mean? But I'm just not doing it. Hey, you want to go bet basketball? No, I do not. Because I know that would get that. I don't even want to raise a question. Why would you even want to raise a question? Look at the life that you live that 99.999999% of people will never get to live that they would dream about. Why would you jeopardize that? And then Chauncey Billups with the rigged poker games. That's just, mm-hmm. you know. So that's all. I'm just saying, you know the rules. Did you snort at me?
A little.
I just want to know how the Italian mob is doing in all of this. Are they okay? Do they need anything?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's touching them. They got theirs. They got their money. Michaela's like, look at my tattoo,
mm-hmm.
which may or may not be the Italian flag.
Is this why Joe Pesci isn't talking in the Martin Scorsese movie?
Is he
involved?
Okay, now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. Hey, 177-second survey for Valentine's love affair tickets. Caller 25 right now, please.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
KLUC.
I got it. I may be exhausting the Halloween topics before a week in advance.
It's okay.
Here's the thing. I thought I had a big stack of stuff, and then I was just going through it a second ago, and I went, well, these aren't Halloween things. Hang on a second. Those are just other 177-second survey things. I may be the proverbial shooting the wad. I don't know, you know, right now.
Okay.
Perhaps.
All right.
By the way, that's a gun term before you think it's dirty. It's not.
Yeah, I was making it make sense in my head.
Michaela looked at me like.
I was like mouth reading and trying to make my head make it make sense.
Michaela's like, what?
Just shooting the what?
The what?
For what?
The where? Who's on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Ruby Aguilar from Sunrise Manor.
Ruby. Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
Hi, buddy. We haven't talked to you in a hot minute. You ready for your 177-second survey?
I think as ready as we're all going to be.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's happening. No matter what. So, okay, there's a movement afoot There are folks who are trying to, you know, make fetch happen. If you remember from Mean Girls. Stop yes. trying to make fetch happen. They're trying to make adult-a-ween happen. Okay, so confirm or deny, agree or disagree, thumbs up or thumbs down. Most of us will agree. Halloween is not just for kids. Can we all agree on that?
I agree. It's not just for kids. However, if you want it to be adult-themed, that's what bars are for. That's what you and you making adult parties are for. I don't think that it has to be a specific day.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
It's literally like the weekend before, if there's a Friday or a Saturday involved. You know, like this year it's on a Friday, so adults will still figure their thing out, or maybe they'll do something on Saturday. It'll happen this weekend. There's Halloween. There were Halloween parties last weekend.
Yeah.
The whole month.
I know. Yeah. I feel like we've moved into the month.
Agree or disagree? Agree or disagree that Halloween is as much for adults as it is for children?
Ruby. I agree. I agree. I think that it could be as much for adults as it is for kids. Like I said, though, you just have to make the time for it on your own. Like, you can't ask for a specific day, I guess.
Michaela.
It's okay.
Is it as much for adults as it is for children?
Yeah.
Adrian.
Slight edge to the kids.
I think it's become as much for the adults as it is for children, just in different ways. Two-thirds of adults say yes. And it jumps to 71% for parents.
Yeah.
That
listen,
they agree.
They want to be, look, we still want to act like little kids sometimes too. So to be able to dress up, eat candy. It's nice.
Ruby,
let adults do their thing.
And to Michaela's point, Ruby, do you have kids?
I do. I have one.
Will you steal from your kid's candy stash?
He shares with me, quote unquote.
Yeah. So the answer is yes. Yeah. I shared too, not on purpose.
Uh huh.
My mom would be like, "Don't be stingy."
Yeah.
Michaela, will you steal from your niece's stash?
Yeah. When she was little, though, me and my sister used to tell her that some of the candy was poison, so we had to eat it. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, to test
now
it.
Now she's nine. She's like,
she
I want it,
too. She
didn't
care about you guys. Okay, fine.
Yeah, she's like, go ahead, eat it.
We're
like,
Adrian, thanks. Are you stealing from Sire's candy stash?
No, I'm not stealing. It's just some candies aren't healthy for him.
Yeah, right.
You're stealing. You can say this however you want.
Reese's are not good for you.
I was going to say, what's the
yum.
One? Ruby, which one are you going for first?
Oh, Snickers.
Yes.
Michaela.
Chocolate.
Yeah, Snickers.
Adrian.
Reese's, Butterfingers.
Delicious.
I would be a Reese's guy, but I get those on my own. I would pinch the Twix, and I'm not sure why.
Oh, yum.
I'm not sure why I'm pinching Twix.
Yeah.
All right, then. Ruby, nice job. Tickets for the Q100.5's Valentine's Love Affair. Orleans Arena, Saturday, February 7th. It'll be here before you know it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a
Bye,
great
guys.
Day.
The Jet Buchanan Show. I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I want to take a look at the first pick. I want to take a second look at the first pick.
Let's do it.
From today. Kristen's friend has been going to the same... Is hairdresser still the way you say it?
Yeah.
It felt like... An antiquated and potentially offensive term.
No. Hairdresser is what you say.
Okay, fair.
Well, in the morning, the lady said beautician.
Great.
So.
But she said hairdresser, and I was making sure I wasn't running afoul. She's been going to her for years. It's kind of the same old thing. She would like to break up with her because she's not getting what she wants out of the relationship anymore. And her hairdresser is not able to give her what she wants, apparently. Can't shift the art.
Mm-hmm.
She's good at the what was her name? Kate. The Kate, I want to call her Karen, and that's not right. Kate Goslin, let me speak to your manager, do.
Yeah, spiky with the
In my head, that's what she's good at, but she's not. It's 2025.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
No offense to those who are still rocking that. I just think Kristen's friend is not interested in that and doesn't know how to break up with her.
Ugh. God.
Yeah, we still struggle with it. We did this at 6:25 this morning.
Yeah.
Here it is, almost 8 o'clock. We still struggle with
it. It's serious.
All right, let's try and work it out in just a couple of minutes.
Hang on. Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, and by the way, we'll give you Doja Cat tickets for your effort. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, 8:04 on Thursday morning, the 23rd day of October. 42 days.
Insane.
Until toy drive. And by the way, this is how I know it's getting close. Because I got to go to Fox 5 and film commercials for it today.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. It's time.
Good.
It's time. It's all happening.
Heck yeah.
I always think it's funny, too, because they run the commercials during toy drive. And you get to see me freshly shaved, you know, freshly showered, freshly shaved. I will wear the hoodie. I wear the hoodie in the commercials that I wear at Toy Drive, right?
Yeah.
And then it's literally the before and after picture because they'll, like I said, they'll run the commercials during Toy Drive. And then, you know, a few minutes later, you'll see me on Fox 5 after a couple of days or 10 days on the scaffold.
Yes.
And it's not the same. Yeah. It's not.
The beard is growing, baby.
It's not quite the same look. Well, yeah, no shower and no, you know, and all of that and sleeping on a scaffold for a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah, beat you up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 42 days from now. And the other weird part about that, 54 days from now, it'll all be over. It'll be Halloween will be done, Thanksgiving will be done, and we'll be a week out, or we'll be 10 days out from Christmas.
That's insane.
That's how quick it's all coming.
Yeah.
So.
And it's going to happen quick.
Yeah. Get after it, y'all. Forbes just came out with their, what did they call this list? And you know I don't like a list, but I like this one. It is the America's Most Powerful Women in Sports. Asia Wilson, number 15. Yeah. Becky Hammon, number 22.
Let's go.
On that list. That's solid. Number one, the woman who owns the New Orleans Saints and the New Orleans Pelicans. She was running it with her husband, and he passed away, and she's taken it over, and they've made a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
CEO of FanDuel is a woman. She's number two. Brand president at Nike. She's number three. Amy, what's her name? Amy Montagna. Caitlin Clark, number four.
Wow.
Okay. That one, I seems there's just so much hype around her. It's got to be tough to be her. It really does. It's got to be tough to be her.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, anyway, you can check that out. But good on Asia, good on
Heck
Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. Relationship rehab, it's 702-364-9898. We're taking a second look at the first pick. Ah, I am no more, for the record, I'm going to bring her in right now. Tessie, you say this is easy. You heard this earlier this morning. You say it's easy. Don't get into it right now. But again, your stipulation is it's not hard.
Yes. I think it's easy.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hang on.
Okay.
We'll get to you in a minute. I'm interested. You're still driving for another minute?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Easy, I can't.
Yeah, it's not easy for you, is it?
No, dude. I mean, unless I have like some weird relationship with my hairdresser, but it's like therapy.
I don't think so.
Going black to blonde, extensions in and out. Like, you really go through things with your hairdresser.
No,
it's not a game.
In fact, I'm shocked that I haven't gotten a text from Vince, and I shaved my head in, God, I can't even remember what year it was now. But there was, for those of you who've been around for a while, Brandon Rayner wanted to set a world record for the most postcards received. Oscar Goodman was involved. We had everybody on the news involved. And we were trying to set that record. It was like 1.5 million postcards.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went on this quest. Brandon had cancer. He was 10 years old, 9 years old. And one day we're in the hospital playing Guitar Hero. And he goes, if I beat you, you've got to shave your head so you look like me, because chemo had taken his hair and everything. And he was a funny kid. And I said, I'll make you a deal. If you beat me, you get out of this hospital, you come to the station, and we'll do it live on the air. And so, of course, he won the game. And then he came and shaved my head. And that was, I think it was before I met my wife. And I met her in 2009.
Oh, wow.
She's never known me with hair.
Oh, wow.
I grow it back every once in a while just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of digs it. But, so it's been a long time.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I'm still friends with the guy who used to cut my hair.
For sure.
I'm shocked I don't have a... So Kristen in Cadence says, my friend wants to break up with her hairdresser. She's been going to her for years. That's the problem. It's the same old, same old. She can't get her hairdresser to freshen up the do and bring it into 2025. She just doesn't seem to be able to do it. It's not her skill set. So my friend knows she has to go to somebody else, but what's the best way to handle the breakup?
Ugh.
So we get it. You guys are all tough. You all say, just do it. She could just ghost. She could just tell her. But there will be a phone call. I wouldn't say that they're friends, but they've met for drinks on multiple occasions, more than just a few times. Do you have any suggestions? So my deal with Tessie, and let's go ahead and get this out of the way. My deal with you is, I know that by you saying, well, this is just pretty easy, my guess is that you just go, you say, well, you just got to tell.
Well, I do think you just got to tell her, but my opinion rises from, yes, you can be friends with your hairdresser, but are you in love with your hairdresser, or you're paying your hairdresser for a service? Like, are you inviting your hairdresser to Friendsgiving, or you call your hairdresser when you need something done with your hair, you pay them, and that's that. But it sounds like you have a different relationship with yours where there's text messages involved.
Yeah. And they go to drinks.
I guess I just don't get that close with someone I'm paying to do something for me.
So it's easy for you.
Yeah, that's the way to go, Tessie. Because my hairdresser was absolutely at Thanksgiving last year. So that's my problem.
So yes, Tessie, it is probably easy. Yeah.
Listen, it gets vulnerable and intimate. Breakups, life stuff. You got 6 hours. Again, maybe it's because I have thick hair and it was a long process.
6 hours.
Yeah.
Thank you for hanging out, Tessie.
Thanks, drive Tessie. Careful. Is this Tessie, my favorite Tessie? The nurse Tessie?
It is Tessie. I'm on my
Tessie.
Way to
Hold on.
Yes.
My straight
I'm
A girl.
I'm really trying to win those Doja Cat tickets.
Nurse Tessie.
My opinion just doesn't match y'all, so.
No,
who
that's
cares?
Okay. No, no, no.
Love
you're nurse Tessie.
They don't have to. Our opinions should not match. Absolutely shouldn't. But call back right away for the tickets. Call back right now. Go. You hang up. Bye. Bye.
Deal. Thank you.
We're proud of you. We love you.
Okay. Love you. Proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, straight A's.
Okay, but look what just said. Okay, Tessie, for everything she said, which I understand,
mm-hmm.
but look at our relationship already.
Yeah.
So for the backstory. Michaela was doing a live broadcast at...
Marsha First.
School of Nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Tessie heard Michaela on the radio and said, just showed up, heard her on the radio, turned the freaking car, drove to the Marsha First School of Nursing and signed up on the spot. It's changed her life. Tears were shed. There's a relationship now.
Yeah. She said we text each other about twice a week.
Okay, so do you see how it happens?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you see? I, Michaela and I are the same animal. We live our lives with our hearts on our sleeve, and we get involved. And other people get involved. You get involved with us. We get involved with you. And honestly, when I see you, true story, this is God's honest truth. I get it. I know you've got no less than 6 presets on your radio. I know that most of you have between 12 and 18 choices. Some of you are reaching for that button right now. When I see you on somebody else's social media, I die a little inside. I do. I also know that that's why people feel the need when they know that it happened to me yesterday with my dental hygienist who wanted to explain why she doesn't listen to the show. And she felt like she had to because we almost demand it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we demand loyalty and it's a competition, especially if you're a little bit older.
Yeah.
You know, you've lived that where it was, I like this, I don't like that. So that type of brand loyalty, you don't drive up to, I don't know, McDonald's and go up to the drive-thru and go, hey, you suck, I love Burger King. You don't do it. You don't do it. But there's brand loyalty there. And there's now personal loyalty because you've spent time with this person. So how do you break up with them?
Yeah.
Caller number 25. Yes, we have the Doja Cat tickets for you at 702-364-9898. And we'll try to work this out. It's always the ones that you don't think are going to be that tough that end up just being a nightmare.
Yeah,
and this this feels like that for us. Relationship Rehab with Huntrix, 98.5 KLUC.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Here's also our problem, Michaela.
Yeah.
We love deep and we love hard and we love fast. You know, we do. Once we're in love, we're in love. And
yes.
It doesn't take long.
Yeah, it's true.
So this stuff, and we would rather cut off a freaking digit than hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah, for sure.
On purpose. You don't think? No? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I'm just listening.
No, say it.
I like the passion. I just think it's not that. Say I'm it. Confused. I'm on the easy side.
Yeah. No, I get it, and to be honest,
we'll go to the people. But I'm on the side of it's easy.
You are the voice of the people, sir.
Voice for the people.
Thank you,
ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome the voice of the people, Adrian Hernandez,
the voice of the voiceless.
No, honest to God, just knowing our relationship and who we are, and I'm not saying you're a bad guy. And if it sounds like that, I knew you'd say that. You're like, I don't get it.
No, but I mean, I'm a lover. I had to do this like within the past 2 months.
Yeah.
And as a dude from Ohio, it's a small business. I was with this guy at another place and they were kind of screwing him over and he got his own place and like his own thing. It's a whole story and background to it, but I had to go because at the end of the day, if you're not getting the job done and you're charging me this much money, which is why I'm more confused with Michaela because I don't want to even ask how much money if she's saying 6 hours, how much money she's paying.
Sure, sure.
Well, we're close friends now, so they give me a discount.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, which by the way, which you make up for with the tip because you know that they're giving you a discount. I know you.
Yeah.
I know what you do.
I do think it's very different for everybody, though, because I do understand the positioning. But when you're sitting in a chair for 6 hours, which I do, you have nothing to talk about except personal stuff. Their mother has cancer. Their father has da-da-da-da. Like, you become close.
And the same person. You know what I mean? For years.
Yeah.
I mean, even the barbershop itself.
And by the way, to the point, who's caller number 25?
We got Melissa Daly.
It's Melissa. Okay. Melissa, we'll get to you in a minute because I already picked up Lupe because when we were talking about loving fast and loving hard and everybody, who do we love? And by the way, and by we, I mean me because this goes back that far. But who do we love more than Lupe? If I found out that you went, I hate that show and I hate those people, and you went to somebody else, my heart would break in tiny little.
I could never.
I know, in tiny little pieces. And true story, every time you're on the phone, I think of when we met you down in Jean at Terrible's.
Yeah.
I remember.
My kids always talk about it still.
Dude, I'm telling you. Okay, so how do you break up?
I think you could still be friends with them and stuff. You just, you know, if they're not doing the job, it's, there's no sorry.
Then they
I don't know. I couldn't. You can't keep going back to the same person if they're not doing what you want.
Then
you're
they got
for a service and.
Yeah, but then you meet for drinks and you've got a fresh cut and they got to see that. Oh, looks nice.
Don't get drinks with them after right after a fresh cut then.
You just got to block them.
I don't know. I don't know that you can. I don't think you can have a relationship. I think you got to cut it clean. I do. I will say that. I mean, my instinct is that you just got to go. I would try to ghost. And if they chase me down, then I come clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, my hair guy passed away, so our relationship ended because it had to, not because I wanted to. So I don't think I could have left him, though.
Yeah, you just stick with it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, even went to a girl that I went to high school with for years. I love her. We're very close. But when I moved to LA, I didn't want to keep driving back to Vegas to get my hair done just because it was expensive.
Sure.
I was doing it. I didn't want to. Found a guy in L.A.
One second. Lupe, hug the kids. Have a great day.
They're doing good. Are you going to be at the Halloween?
Town's scary. We'll see you there.
All right. I'll see you there.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Continue. I'm sorry.
So just point is, we both moved back to Vegas, myself and this hairdresser I was seeing in L.A.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I still keep going to him.
Of course.
And I feel like there's a little bit of weirdness with the girl I went to high school with that I love so much. It's unspoken. We don't talk about it. I actually just saw her over the weekend. I love her, but it's awkward. And you're like, do I say something? But also it's just because it was more convenient in LA, but now we're in Vegas. So why don't I just go to her now that we're all in Vegas? It's a handful.
Yeah.
It's intense, but isn't you just don't say anything.
Isn't it deeper than that too? Don't you have relatives or something like that that have a salon?
Oh yeah, my Uncle Jeff, Cavaricci Salon.
And is that where the person from high school?
No, she has her own salon.
It's different. Well, but God, is that not double difficult for you then? Because you got relatives over here that, well,
yeah.
Why can't you come to our place? And then you got the other one from the high school, but you've been gone from there for a long time. And your LA guy, your current guy, that's your current.
Yeah, my guy. That's your guy. Yeah.
I think you're doing the right thing.
Thanks, dude.
If I can be supportive.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you get close with your hairdresser. Oh. This whole easy talk.
Oh.
I'm mind numb.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Melissa, you are, as we know, you are a stylist.
Yes. And I could talk about this for 20 minutes. So I'm going to try to make it short and sweet.
The floor is yours.
Okay. So first of all, we're not mind readers. So she just needs to be sure that she's told her specifically what she wants. She's come with pictures. She's pointed out what is wrong, because I've done hair for 19 years and I've had clients that I've done for 19 years. And it's very simple for us to just fall in a routine, same as always. And we just start talking and we just start cutting. Right. So I just want to make sure that she's for sure told her that she's not happy. Okay. Second of all, this is why you don't double dip. You don't become friends with your stylist outside of the salon and vice versa. I do not do friends. I do not do family.
Yes.
I call my clients my friends because they are my family and my friends, but they're my clients and that's how my bills are paid. So I don't hang out with them outside of the
salon. A boundary queen.
You gotta set those boundaries.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love you.
But at the end of the day, if you're not happy and it's not working and you've told her and she's still not listening, the easiest lie to get out of it is that your little niece just graduated beauty school and you're going to start going to her to help her.
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Go 9 o'clock on Thursday morning, the 23rd day of October. We don't turn our clocks back this weekend, but we do turn them back next week.
I don't wanna.
How come?
I don't like when it gets dark so early. Depresses me. Can I tell you, I don't know if I'm the only one, but Lisa and I have talked all week. We feel like we're getting that little seasonal depression going on.
Oh no!
Yeah, like we're like, oh, summer's over.
Here?
Yeah. It's been gorgeous
out. The sun is out every day.
I know. It's been gorgeous, but we know what's to come. We know it's about to get dark at 4 p.m. And we had the conversation yesterday. We were like, oh, dude, bummer.
But the sun is out every day.
Yeah, but it changes. Not for as long anymore.
I understand.
It's not hot, sweaty, summertime gals.
I do understand.
Chet, I'm with you, brother. I'm looking at people driving, confused on why they don't have their windows down. I'm like, enjoy.
Oh, yeah, enjoy
it is
this.
Heaven. No, put some music on and let's go.
It's beautiful out.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I get where you're going.
But I'm just, we know what's to come. It's that time.
Being knowing that Adrian's from Ohio, where their winters are somewhat underrated. You know what I mean?
Nobody. Oh, yeah. No, Michaela, I'm from a place where you're in seasonal depression the entire year except 2 months.
I know. Listen, I didn't say it was right. I didn't say I was right. I just was being vulnerable.
It's your
Never
feelings.
Mind.
That's right. It's your
I
feelings.
I feel great. I feel fine.
I'm is sorry. To right? answer your question,
seasonal
Michaela.
Seasonal depression. I've never met her.
Vulnerable. See, you can't question it. When she says, when she says she's being vulnerable, you can't question it then.
Yeah. Then there.
You're just a jerk. Then.
Yeah, so there.
Yeah, so here we are, buddy. Me and
no,
you.
I do feel bad for you, Adrian.
Michaela, we don't feel the same.
And same, literally right now in Washington, they're undergoing the change. That's what they call it, the change. And the gray, or some will even call it the dark, is now taking over. And it will be that way. Oh, there will be isolated instances between now and July.
No.
Where it'll be nice for a day. There'll be a day in like January or February. There might be one in both where it will be crystal clear and like 27 degrees and it'll be amazing. But it'll be freaking cool.
Yeah. You know what?
And then right back to the dark and just drizzly.
Ugh.
It won't even do you the favor of raining hard. It's just like...
Just a little sky spit.
Yeah. Congratulations to a local. Do you gamble at all? The FBI thing, the sports gambling thing got me thinking this morning. So this one guy, this Terry Rozier, plays for the Heat, was given inside information to other gamblers. And from what I saw earlier, was also... Although Michaela goes, wait a minute, he was betting on himself. That's good, right?
Yes, hello.
Betting on himself. Isn't that what they tell us to do?
What Beyonce said.
Always bet.
So let's look at the positive here, you guys.
That's what Beyonce said.
Let's keep it positive.
Bet on yourself. Not in this case. Okay. The FBI arrested one of the guys from the Miami Heat and then the coach of the Portland Trailblazers. But he was involved in like a rigged poker game with the Italian mafia, with the actual La Cosa Nostra, the real Italians.
Mm-hmm. No joke, baby.
No joke. And then there was one other dude, an assistant coach for Adrian's Cleveland Cavaliers.
A legend, Damon Jones.
Is he a legend?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
One of my favorite players growing up.
Oh, man. That hurts, doesn't it?
He used to have the best
taunts. That stings. When somebody that you loved and you looked up to, and then they become a real person, a flawed real person.
I don't feel like that. I was like, he's playing poker. Like, whatever.
In a rigged game. It's illegal.
I'm not.
He's a cheater.
That whole underworld, underbelly, like, I, whatever.
The Chauncey Billups thing kills me. He's a nice guy. He's a legend. He's all a famer.
He's not a nice guy anymore? Because he's playing poker with the mafia
again.
Doesn't the mafia run these games? You can't
all rigged.
Hey,
game.
It doesn't mean he's not still a nice guy.
It's not like he was a victim. He was part of it.
He was part of the rigging. What if he was intimidated by the mafia? The mafia's like, you got to do this.
And what if he wasn't? What if he was the one that told the mafia? What if he was the one that said, yeah.
Then salute, that's dumb.
I'm Chauncey.
Yeah, why do you got to blame the Italians?
What was his nickname? Yeah, Chauncey
yeah,
Big
Shot
Billups?
Hey, hang on now. We got a problem, Adrian. Yeah, Adrian. Blame the Italians?
You're racist. You're blaming the
yeah.
Italians.
Oh, sure. It's their fault.
I was just reading the story.
He's just a nice guy.
Blame ABC News. I'm just reading this.
Because Nostra did nothing.
What did I say?
Flawed.
I hate us.
We're all
in the meantime. In the meantime. You're a pain in the ass sometimes.
I'm fucked.
We are extra annoying today, and it's amazing.
The last 2 days, I might go as far as to say the last 2 days.
Into it.
In moments, just in spurts.
Yeah, love it.
So my question was, do you gamble?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Not one bit.
Hell no, I'm so cheap. No
Lisa,
way.
Lisa plays the lottery.
Yep.
Adrian, do you gamble?
Nope.
If I'm in a casino, I love blackjack, but I don't bet a lot. I have a limit. $200.
Cool. Oh, that's
$200. I'm done. I know I can afford it. I've spent more on less. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not bragging. I've had that poor of judgment. But $200 is usually my limit. I love blackjack in a casino. I love triple play video poker in a casino. And at the airport, I truly have a problem with Wheel of Fortune. The reason why I bring it up, and I've done well, actually. I've done okay. I probably won more than I've lost. Somebody won over $1 million at Sunset Station last Friday. $3. They put into the machine. Won $1,048,675.87. Sunsets.
Let's go.
Locals really do win.
They do with those $2 margaritas.
Yeah. I just thought it was cool.
It's so cool.
Seemed topical.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. No gambling here.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I'm telling you, man, it's the people that are screaming the loudest. Those are the ones you got to watch for, because they're hiding something.
Mm-hmm, you know? True.
76-year-old guy, important to note that. How old is he?
76.
Uh-huh. In Florida. His name's John Moss. That's not important. But I just think it's funny. The 76-year-old dude, as you might imagine, has a sign on the front of his house, or at the front of his house, probably in the yard, maybe. It says, absolutely no drugs allowed on these premises.
Mm.
So what do you suppose that means?
He doesn't want anyone around.
Or does it mean that's where you're going to find the drugs if you're the cops?
Yeah.
John was just arrested and hit with multiple charges of drug trafficking after a search of his home with the sign out front that says absolutely no drugs on these premises.
Mm-mm.
Well, it turns out there's a ton of drugs at John's house. Detectives found 32 ounces of cocaine, 36 grams of OxyContin,
442
grams of marijuana, 17 grams of alprazolam, 6 grams of morphine, 4 grams of methamphetamine, and he also had $20,000 in cash and a whole bunch of handguns.
John, what the hell are you doing?
Unclear what tipped the authorities off, but clearly they were not fooled by John's self-proclaimed drug-free zone.
God.
The 76-year-old drug runner.
Do you remember that story we did a couple of months ago when in the bag it said there's definitely no drugs in
definitely
here?
Definitely no drugs here.
You guys are telling on yourself.
Yeah, same thing. No drugs at this house.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, some more, you know, before we go, have you ever heard somebody talk about a buttload of something?
Yeah, I have.
It's an actual measurement.
No, it's not.
It's a real thing.
Buttload?
A butt is a real unit of measurement. A buttload is about 108 gallons. Oh, 108 imperial gallons. I thought everybody else used the metric system, but whatever. I'm not going to question it because I'm still, like you, shocked the buttload's a real thing. It's about 130 gallons as we know.
Okay, great.
Fine. It's not common now, but it was once used particularly for casks of liquid, barrels, like wine and whiskey. So when you would fill the barrel up, you'd have a buttload of wine. Though, if you were using the correct terminology, you would probably just call it a full butt.
This is so dumb.
It is. It's real thing. Real.
If someone talked to me seriously like that, I would just cackle.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. Serious. The U.S. Department of Defense or Department of War or whatever you want to call it, they buy the most explosive devices. They buy more than anybody else in the world. Do you know who is number two? I actually knew this before I read it because I've heard it before. Do you know who's number two?
No.
You would think it would be China.
Yeah, of course.
Russia. Uh-huh. You know, just somebody like that.
Yeah.
No, it's Disney.
What?
All the fireworks they buy for their parks.
Oh my God, yeah, of course, duh.
They buy the second most explosive devices of anybody in the world.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, and you may or may not know this with the World Series starting this weekend. After you play 8 years in Major League Baseball, and former players will do this on social media every once in a while. After you play 8 years in Major League Baseball, they give you a gold card, and it gives you and a guest free admission to any regular season Major League Baseball game for the rest of your life.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, that's kind of great.
Yeah. My first job in hockey was in Seattle for the, and they had what they called a major junior team, the Seattle Thunderbirds. They were in the Western Hockey League. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have any money to pay me, but they gave me a card that got me into any major junior. It's like what they give to scouts.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I went to great lengths on some really long road trips in the middle of winter just so I could use this stupid card. And it was the greatest thing ever.
The best.
Some more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. We got a weekend to get to.
Woo-hoo!
People, Follow us on social at 985KLUC. On Instagram, it's 98.5KLUC. You've probably figured that out by now. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian!
Yes, sir. Very excited for this weekend. ComplexCon going on at the Convention Center, and I will be there the entire weekend. So if you see me, say what up. Come by, say what up. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a good time. For those that are not going, be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Might be getting some interviews down at ComplexCon, so check out Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, because you might see some episodes pop up on that feed for you.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. What is going on, dude?
I don't know. You singing?
No, I'm not singing.
Wow.
I know. I'm singing Sunday night at the Doberman if you want to come by.
Yeah.
But I think I'm...
laying low?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Fun.
I know.
Fun.
I'm going to do fun stuff.
Yeah. Decorate your house for Halloween.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Do your thing. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Hey, listen. Make sure you call somebody. Tell them you love them. You don't know when you won't get that chance again. And listen, more and more of you reaching out going, thank God I did it. And I'm not going to say any more than that. We could tell stories for days. Just appreciate you listening and thank you. Thank you for making us part of that conversation. And along with that, kind of related, tell somebody they did good today. Michaela sent me a text the other day.
Yeah.
I will live off of that for the next month, especially when I screw up and did so, you know, and make her mad. Then I'll be like, but wait, you said I did good. You said I did good. So tell somebody they did a good job today and over the weekend, and just believe this. Great things are just about to happen, and know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
And love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.